Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hi, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. On today's program, after a break from the show, I'm going to speak on the scandal with the Duggars, which is the family, for those of you who are not familiar with them. This is a family that's been on TV for quite some time on a show called 19 Kids and Counting on the Learning Channel. And this channel has different kinds of shows, reality shows, so-called reality shows and whatnot. So the Learning Channel's show, 19 Kids and Counting, has been very popular, extremely popular. One of the episodes that showed two daughters getting married had over 4 million viewers. Now this show is based on a Protestant Christian large family who adheres to conservative ideas and repress forms of courting or dating, and I will get into that later on. The parents of this family, Jim and Michelle Duggar, teach their children to hug their significant others or boyfriends, girlfriends sideways and do not even let them kiss or hold hands. So this family doesn't allow, the parents don't allow their kids to hug their significant other as is done typically throughout the world, chest-to-chest contact with the arms interlocking on one another's back. Instead, they opt for giving what they call a side hug, which is pretty much putting their arm over the shoulder and just hugging sideways. Some people find this strange, but I guess they're just trying to have some kind of a chaste sense to the relationship, keep it chaste so that it won't look too touchy-feely or whatnot. So strangers and outsiders see it as exaggerated, but for the most part, Christians understand that this is just a family trying to keep things pure and chaste and whatnot. However, this is the big scandal of this family. Now, this family has been seen like a big model of a Christian conservative American family until the events that broke out in the end of May. And that's in regards to the eldest son, Josh Duggar, who was revealed in People's Magazine that he had molested some of his sisters, including a 14-year-old girl and other girls. According to the report, to the magazine article, he touched their breasts and their vaginas as they slept. Now, I'm guessing this is referring to the sisters, and I'm not too sure how he got into contact with the other people. Probably they slept over, or somebody had a pajama party or slumber party or whatnot. The molestation apparently took place several times, according to the police report, which reads, quote, Josh Duggar was investigated for multiple sex offenses, including forcible fondling against five minors. Some of the alleged offenses investigated were felonies. Jim Bob and Michael Michelle Duggar were interviewed by Springdale Police Department on December 12, 2006. The report says that James told police he was alerted in March 2002 by a female minor that Josh, who turned 14 years old that month, had been touching her breasts and genitals while she slept. This allegedly happened on multiple occasions. In 2006, Jim Bob told police that in July 2002, John admitted to fondling a minor's breast while she slept. James said that they disciplined Josh after this incident. The family did not alert authorities. So, end quote. After Josh revealed the molestation to his parents, so it was Josh, the son, who came forward and told his parents of the molestation. The father, Jim Duggar, went to the elders of his denomination, or the pastor, or whatever you want to call it, rather than the police, which he did a year later. Josh was then sent to Christian counseling, which has nothing to do with any psychological profession or social work that requires licensing. And this is what the report says, quote, asked about the training center that Jim Bob said Josh was sent to, Michelle told police, according to the report, it was not really a training center. Detective Darryl Hignett asked if the guy Josh talked to was a certified counselor. She said no. She said it was a guy they knew in Little Rock that is remodeling a building. Detective Hignett asked if the guy was more of a mentor. She said kind of, end quote. The revelation forced Josh Duggar to resign from the Family Research Council. Ironically, while in this job, Josh criticized LGBT people, even claiming that they are a danger to children despite the harm he caused himself, allegedly to his sisters and other female minors. The parents of Josh claimed that his crime was simply a mistake. Many are calling for the cancellation of 19 Kids and Counting, especially since another popular show on TLC, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, which followed a redneck family from Georgia and their daughter Honey Boo Boo. And this show was canceled after her mother was discovered to have been dating a man who molested the older sister of Honey Boo Boo. So it seems that TLC doesn't really do any background checks on these people who they hire to have shows with. And apparently the person from this show, from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, who goes by the pseudonym Mama June, she's saying or threatening to sue the channel, the learning channel TLC, for $1 million because they terminated her show because of rumors that she was dating the guy that molested her older daughter. And she claims that that's not true, that she was not dating this guy. But yet they believed the tabloids and whatnot and they terminated her show. Meanwhile, the TLC seems to be keeping 19 Kids and Counting despite this new revelation regarding Josh. But the show was pulled on the network. It's not being aired. It wasn't canceled, but it's not being aired in syndication. Now back to Josh. Josh was not charged for his crimes due to the expiration of the statute of limitations. One of his victims stated that she forgave him and that he sought after God and had turned back to God. It is believed that this victim even filed for the destruction of all files related to the molestation in order to protect her identity. Now, the Duggar family made statements on their Facebook page. And this is what they wrote from, quote, from Jim Bob and Michelle. Back 12 years ago, our family went through one of the most difficult times of our lives. When Josh was a young teenager, he made some very bad mistakes, and we were shocked. We had tried to teach him right from wrong. That dark and difficult time caused us to seek God like never before. Even though we would never choose to go through something so terrible, each one of our family members drew closer to God. We pray that as people watch our lives, they see that we are not a perfect family. We have challenges and struggles every day. It is one of the reasons we treasure our faith so much because God's kindness and goodness and forgiveness are extended to us, even though we are so undeserving. We hope somehow the story of our journey, the good times and the difficult times, cause you to see the kindness of God and learn that He can bring you through anything. Now this is what Josh said. 12 years ago, as a young teenager, I acted inexcusably, for which I am extremely sorry and deeply regret. I hurt others, including my family and close friends. I confessed this to my parents, who took several steps to help me address the situation. We spoke with the authorities, where I confessed my wrongdoing, and my parents arranged for me and those affected by my actions to receive counseling. I understood that if I continued down this wrong road, that I would end up ruining my life. I sought forgiveness from those I have wronged and asked Christ to forgive me and come into my life. I would do anything to go back to those 10 years and take different actions. In my life today, I am so very thankful for God's grace, mercy, and redemption. End quote. So it seems that the family is very apologetic and whatnot. And what bothers me is that Jim, Bob, and Michelle are calling this a mistake, and it's not a mistake. And presidential candidate and former governor Mike Huckabee also reiterated that statement that it's a mistake and whatnot. Child molestation is not a mistake, it's a crime, it's a sin, it's a mortal sin. You're hurting a child. I mean, how can you call it a mistake? A mistake is if I'm taking a test and I circle A when I meant to circle C. That's a mistake. I really don't understand how these people can describe child molestation, fondling, incest, because he did this to two of his sisters, as a mistake. It's just absurd. This news is just troubling to learn. While as a Catholic Christian, I am called to forgive. However, I'm also called to bring about justice and protect the dignity of all human life, including children. I mean, we claim that we're pro-life, we fight to end abortion and all these things, but what about the kids that are being molested and abused? These kids have worth, dignity. They need to be taken care of, respected. And unfortunately, far too many times with the so-called conservative right in America, they tend to focus more on the unborn, which is not wrong. It's a good, but what about the born children? We have to protect them too. We have to protect all life from conception to natural death. And it's unfortunate that the statute of limitation has expired. I believe there should be no expiration date. That's my opinion. If I was in politics, if I was in law, a legislator, I would push with all my might and strength that the statute of limitations be removed. And child molestation cases, child rape, child abuse, child negligence, anything relating to harming a child. Because a child is innocent. I mean, yes, they can be bad and whatnot, but that's just children. Our job as adults is to instruct these children to be good people, to seek good, positive things, to seek education, to seek God, spirituality, morality, etc. They're not commodities, they're not things that we use, they're not property that we could use and dispose of. So, something has to be done about this with the statute of limitations. It has to be removed. These children, so that's getting molested, they get scared to speak out, they get threatened to speak out. And time passes and then the limitations goes by and nothing can be done about it. And the abusers out there doing God knows what, probably abusing other people, other children. It has to end. We have to do something about it. Moreover, it's troubling to me how some Christians can use the guise of forgiveness and mercy in order to excuse a crime. Again, yes, Christ calls us to forgive, but we also have to bring about justice. We cannot use forgiveness just to excuse everything. Somebody kills another person, okay, I forgive you, and that's it, end of story. There has to be accountability. Even in the Catholic faith, we believe that our sins get forgiven in the confession. When we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, our sins get forgiven. But we still have temporal suffering to deal with, which is the punishment that we deserve for those sins. So even though we're forgiven, we still have to suffer to make up for that stupidity that we did throughout life before going to the confessional. So the sins are gone, yes, but we still have to pay for it. It's like if somebody breaks dishes somewhere. The owner of the dishes might say, okay, I forgive you, but you have to work for me to make it up for me or buy me a new set or something. What Josh did was not a mistake. It was a crime. Josh is clearly an amphibophile, which means he's a person who's attracted to adolescents. Many people like to throw the word around pedophilia, thinking that it has to do with child molestation and it includes teenagers and everybody, but that's not true. Pedophilia has to do with kids that haven't hit puberty. So from newborn up to 10, 11, 12, if the person targets those kids, he or she is a pedophile. Above that is an amphibophile, a hebephile, which is the later years, teenage years. So we have to make sure we get the terminology correct. We can't call everybody a pedophile. We have to know the different qualifications, the different categorizations of this sick behavior. People with this condition usually repeat their crimes regardless of any therapies given, and that's unfortunate. Not much is known regarding why some are attracted to minors and what specifically causes it in the brain. We still don't know what this thing is and why these people get attracted to minors. Some psychologists theorize that in nature we evolved to see babies and children as cute, as adorable. That way we feel empathy towards them and protect them more. Because if we didn't have that connection with children, oh, he's cute, she's a darling, he's a darling. If we didn't have that sentimental feeling, then we probably wouldn't be taking care of them. So some psychologists theorize that maybe that mechanism in the brain is faulty and or is intertwined with sexual attraction, sexual preference, so that when they see children, they get the same feelings normal people get in regards to, the kid is adorable and whatnot, but it's mixed with the sexual attraction and it becomes lustful. Some psychologists theorize that that's probably what it is. But we still do not know. We still have more work to do to figure it out. Furthermore, the fact that Josh's parents, Jim and Michelle, sought the help of elders in a sect instead of contacting the police is horrible. No disrespect to priests, to bishops, to pastor, the pope, or anybody. No disrespect to anybody in any religious leadership capacity, but you're not the law. You're not the law at all. You have no right to deal with these cases. The spiritual healing, yes. Possibly the psychological healing, in a sense. But in regards to justice, dealing with the crime and whatnot, it's none of your business. That's the police's job. That's the prosecutor's job. The court's job. This is one of the major mistakes many victims of predatory priests and bishops responsible for them did. They did not report the crimes to the police, and Jim and Michelle waited a long time, a year or more, to report this to the police. Some priests were sent to so-called rehabilitation facilities as if this would do anything to cure them. They were then given a clean bill of health and reassigned only to commit their crime again. That's where we had that crazy guy Shane Lee in Boston. They sent him to all these treatment centers and then they said he was okay and he continued abusing and abusing and abusing. It became an epidemic. After watching a few episodes of 19 Kids and Counting, I found the exaggerated form of courting to be repressive. It was a bit too much. Could this be what led Josh's sexual frustration and his acting out on a younger minor? We cannot know for sure, but it may have been a factor. The fact that he was brought up not to be hugging like everybody else hugs, it creates a sense of frustration, especially with teenagers who their hormones are going out of control. And it's natural to feel attraction. How else can we procreate if we are not attracted to a mate? But to try to force control that natural mechanism is not good. Moreover, Josh's comments claiming that children are in danger with LGBT people should have not been made, especially since he already endangered children. I mean, who is he to say that gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual people can abuse children when he did it? I think the speck log in your eye thing from the Bible, Matthew 7, verses 3-5, rings a bell here. We are all sinners, but we must be careful with accusing others of wrongdoing when we may have done it ourselves, or may even be doing it in the present. And Michelle herself, she said something to the effect of transgender people going into the bathroom, they might be a child molester and whatnot, endangering them and whatnot. That shouldn't have been said, knowing that she herself was housing a child abuser, child molester. And granted, yeah, he was a minor too. He was 14 years old and his sisters and other girls were younger. But he was still molesting and abusing, even if he was 14 years old. Now, if TLC canceled another program, the Honey Boo Boo one, because the mother on the show was supposedly dating the man who molested her firstborn daughter, then I feel it's only right and fair that the program with the Duggars be canceled as well. By failing to report these crimes of molestation and believing that Christian counseling, whatever that is, somehow fixes things, they have failed in presenting an image of a family that protects children. Jesus was very clear regarding those who harm children. Look at Matthew 18, verse 16, for more information on that. Now, this whole thing is just troubling. Just learning about this is just troubling, and the Kelly file, they just had an interview with them, with the family. And at least I got to know a bit more information about it. Michelle and Jim claimed that the family did go through professional counseling and whatnot. So I was not aware of this detail until they came out with it now. And the two sisters that were abused were the ones that were featured in the show who got married, Jill and Jessa Duggar. And they spoke out, I believe it's going to air on Friday, their interview of what happened with them. And one of them claims that it's not fair to call Josh a child molester. And I understand that's her brother and she's Christian and whatnot, but you have to call it what it is. They were children, they were touched. That's child molestation. I don't care who does it. It's child molestation. It's a crime. It's an evil crime. It's a sin. It's an evil sin, a mortal sin, to harm a child. And even worse when it's your own sibling. The only positive thing to come out of this, if you could call it positive, is that more awareness is being given to the whole topic of child abuse, which, according to statistics, happens more among families and mostly among people who know each other. So child molesters are not typically people that are strangers and they just come and do something, even though it does happen, but the majority of cases happen within the family because they figure that they're close, nobody's going to rat on each other, they may be embarrassed that the rest of the family will find out. So this gives the predator leeway to do his or her crime because of that familial protection, if you will. So hopefully more people out there who are being abused, unfortunately, will come out to speak. Children will go to the schools and tell teachers, go to the police, tell the police and whatnot. And that they do something to protect children, to prosecute these people, not let them go again. Again, yes, we're called to forgive, but we're also called to have justice. There can't be no justice in the world if there's no peace in the world, rather, if there's no justice. Because then people will do whatever. They will kill somebody, they get forgiven. Then they go again, they kill somebody, they get forgiven. They kill somebody again, they get forgiven. It will be an endless cycle. Unless we have justice that puts an end to that. Locking them up or doing something to get them away from possible future victims. And according to the whole Duggar thing, the father went to a police officer who he knew very well. Now, he claims that he's in charge of a toy company, so that he knew all the police officers. So we don't know too much about that, but that's what he claims. But ironically, this officer didn't do anything. He just gave Josh a little slap on the wrist, so to speak. And ironically, this same officer, the same sheriff, I believe, is in prison now, serving over 50 years for possessing child pornography. And to make it even more crazier, if you can, the counselor that they sent Josh to in that Christian counseling thing, that guy was accused or was arrested for molesting children. So it's a whole smorgasbord of disgust that this family has gotten itself into. And I think what's hurt, I mean, obviously they were all victimized, yeah, and I feel bad for the parents, but what gets me upset is that they treat it as a mistake and they didn't go to the police soon. They didn't go to the police to get Josh prosecuted. They waited for time to pass, maybe for the statute of limitations to pass, to then go and tell the police. And that's wrong. You have to tell the police immediately. You have to tell the authorities. Because again, our children are our most important asset. Forget money, diamonds, coins, and all that. That's just nonsense that we created. And they mean nothing if there's no people around to use it. The most important thing is our children. We have to protect them. They are the future. They are the future of the future. They are the future of this planet. And we have to take care of them and protect them at all costs, no matter what. Because that will be a reflection of our society. Thank you for listening. God bless and Merry Keep. And for more information or for help regarding child abuse, you can call Child Help National Hotline at 1-800-4-A-CHILD, or you could visit their website at www.childabuse.com. Again, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. You did nothing wrong if somebody targeted you or somebody hurt you. You're not the problem. The person who did it is the problem. You have to speak out, not only to protect yourself, but to protect anybody else that this person might be doing this abuse to. Bye now.